Hello.
Hi, Sam. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Awesome. I'm good. I apologize. I didn't get to call you yesterday, and I've been, like, swamped. I've been on the phone with my husband's doctors. I don't know if I told you he does dialysis. We have a bunch of stuff going on right now with him. So I wanted to make sure you got the receipt. Did you get a chance to check?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Okay, perfect. And a reminder, I know it kind of sounds like you're busy right now, but I can call you if you're available, like, within the next 2 hours so we
can
go over it.
Well, I am just about to walk into the office.
Oh, okay.
If I just go up the road, if you just bear with me a minute or a couple minutes here.
Of
course. I'll be all set
take
up
your
and,
time.
Take your time.
Yeah, take your time. Yeah, because I wanted to go over it before your client interview later on this evening.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah, I noticed that you hadn't called. I was like, well, I guess she was busy or something, which was fine.
I've been on the phone with my husband's oncologist. Yesterday was just a lot going on with this blood pressure. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like the doctors call me because I'm the one who knows all his medicines and, you know, and just, I got to be his advocate because sometimes he doesn't always, you know, remember to tell them, oh, this, oh, that, you know.
Gotcha.
I guess it comes with the territory of me always wanting to be in control of everything. Well, you're just always in control. You have to have control of it all. And I'm like, it's not that. You know?
Okay.
It could have its perks, right?
Yeah. It's, I guess, kind of natural for some people.
Yeah. Well, it's just because, look at it, if something messes up, guess whose fault it is? I could only blame myself, right?
Yep, that's right. Okay.
Have you had a busy day today?
Yeah, I've been running on the road all day, getting everything ready. And
oh, man.
Getting the snow plow on the truck, sounds like we might get some snow.
Oh, really?
Here in Pennsylvania this afternoon. Or this evening, I guess.
Wow. I bet you it gets pretty cold, too, huh?
I mean, Pennsylvania is usually pretty mild, other than, like, some crazy cold snaps here and there.
Yeah.
I
know right now in the northern part of California, they're having a lot of snow. Over where I'm at in the southern part, it's not really snow unless you're going up to the mountains. Like, our cold right now, you're going to laugh when I tell you, our cold is, like, 59 degrees, and we're, like, freezing. And
is that right?
Like, yeah, and everyone's like, I'm wearing flip-flops and shorts and that kind of weather.
Yeah.
Because that's nothing for you guys, right?
I mean, yeah, we get definitely 30 and 20 and, you know, sometimes 0 degrees occasionally.
Oh, my Lord. That hurts my bones just thinking of it.
Yeah, it's cold.
Oh,
okay,
man.
I just pulled this up here.
Okay. And we're going to walk through it as well, just because I want to make sure that you're also able to log into your client dashboard, too. So.
Gotcha. All right, just a minute here.
No worries. Take your time.
All right. Okay, so trying to get back into the groove here, what we all discussed yesterday and what else I need to do here. Let me pull up, I guess, invoice. Here we go.
Yes, initial invoice.
Okay, so I got that.
Okay, now when you open it up, it goes, hello, Samuel. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please note, this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. As we discussed, your billing date's always the 20th of each month. If you would need to cancel or pause it at any time, again, just asking you to at least call 3 business days before the billing is due so you don't incur the charge. Okay?
Okay.
Now it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that.
Okay, clicked on that, loading.
And it should load up a page that'll say, no worries, it'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience once it loads up.
Okay, so here is the time for me to explain something. So,
okay.
We are within the Amish community here in Lancaster
yeah.
County, Pennsylvania. I don't know if you're familiar with any
I
of
am.
That.
I am.
Okay. And so we've been, as far as the whole digital technology thing goes, we try to keep it a bit limited.
Yes.
And so the way I have my software set up here is I have, if I need a website, I have a guy that handles all my software and everything, and then
okay,
like all these nonsense platforms, whatever, are blocked.
Okay,
and even some good ones. And then if I want one unlocked, I'll just call him and say, "Hey, can you unlock so and so?" And that's
okay.
Exactly what I'm gonna have to do now.
Okay, that's
so
perfect.
So I'll get him to unlock my
yep.
localsplash.com.
Yes. So
is that
what
right?
Yes. So what you're going to do is you're going to make sure that he unlocks that, because you got to be able to log into your tracking and reporting system. So what you're saying mm-hmm. is that page didn't load up for you, right?
That's right. It,
okay.
The system that he has it locked.
Yeah. I'll let the team know so that they're very well aware of that. I know that within the Amish community, and I think even with Mennonites as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You guys
that
are
is
limited.
Correct.
And
that is correct.
So I'm familiar with that. We're very familiar. So
I appreciate that.
And I know that that's probably why you don't get text messages either.
That's exactly right.
And it's interesting because just a few months back, I talked to a gentleman who, well, his family is still part of the Amish community, but he is no longer, right?
Mm-hmm. There's a bit of those, yep.
Yeah, he told me it was interesting. He was kind of sharing with me. He still talks to his family. He went back there, I think, for his sister's wedding, but he says it's still kind of like, you know, I don't want to say the word shunned, but people are still kind of like hesitant to talk with him, I guess. You
yeah,
know,
I mean,
not my
I
parents.
Mean, yep. I mean, so just to say a couple words on that, there is
uh-huh.
it's such a broad term anymore. I mean, there's I could say times change, and, you know, I don't condemn anybody that leaves the Amish church. You know, it's not for me, but, you know, we're all here to be, I guess we all have a different calling, right? And
exactly.
So, anyway,
some of our calling is in a different direction. You know what? I'm a believer. I grew up Catholic, but, I practice the Christian faith. Catholics are Christian too. It's just that I don't want to say rituals, but there's, my husband says it like this, too many steps to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sacraments,
yep.
the whole, you know, but I like the reverence that's shown within the church, you know, so
mm-hmm. yep.
I'm like, to each his own. I know my mom is very upset that I'm not attending the Catholic Church. I told her
mm-hmm.
it's not that I won't step a foot in there. I'm just not practicing in that way. If it's giving me a closer relationship with God, then that's all that
yeah.
should really matter,
yeah.
right?
I mean, look, if somebody leaves the Amish Church, I mean, there's some, you know, within the church, some standards that need to be held. Now, there's some families that are like, yeah, if you leave, you're totally, you know, you're all messed
yeah.
up. Come on, get out of here. But there's others that... You know, still
yeah.
include you and still take you along and
yeah.
so anyway.
We pray for you more is what we say, right? You know, I mean, I don't think anyone, you know, but to each his own, and I respect anybody's beliefs, you know?
It's
I can't say my right and yours wrong. It's just with everything that in this world today, we just need more peace.
I really, I appreciate your insight on that. I mean, it's just, you know, with all this technology out there, you can't argue the point that some of this digital technology has been a huge downfall for a lot of people. Some people get in a lot of trouble online and all that stuff. So I see it as a good program, what I'm with. So that's really why we do it.
Yeah, and one thing I will tell you is this, is like everything will be definitely like we're not gonna like put you on platforms, but I understand it's like my sister-in-law, her husband's sister is a Carmelite nun. And she doesn't watch TV. She has a flip phone as a cell phone. She doesn't have social, like, internet, stuff like that on her own. Because it keeps her away from the worldly things. She spends her time in prayer.
Yes.
She says, if I know what's going on, like viewing all these things, I mean, there's so much stuff, you know, it's like.
You could spend your whole life on the internet and just gathering information and just freaking out. And when, if you don't know that stuff, if you don't let yourself into that stuff, it really doesn't bother you.
And I see the benefit of her being away from the worldly things because her worry is praying for us and for the world. That's her worry.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she prays for. She's not worried about, oh, look at what's, you know, media, all that. So I totally see the benefit when you're not watching TV. And it's just your whole mindset.
That's right.
It
becomes
so
a way of life.
With everything that you see and what goes on and the TV shows and what's on social media and, you know what I mean? And
absolutely.
For us, social media is for your business, right?
Yeah.
I know you mentioned you had a Facebook too, right? I could have sworn I felt like I saw and that it might have been yours. Did you get a chance to see what your Facebook page, the profile picture was, Sam, by chance?
So I didn't.
Okay.
Does every Facebook page have a profile picture, or could it be just like your initials, or like?
It could be just like your initials too. They don't always happen to have like a profile picture on it.
I'm pretty sure I don't have a profile picture. I don't have a profile picture. The only reason I set up a Facebook page was to advertise on Marketplace. It was a tractor that I sold. It was a gazebo that I sold. So that's the only thing. So I have Facebook blocked on my computer, and then, but I accessed it last evening. I accessed it through my coworker's smartphone, and,
one that says lives, okay, so here's one that I found, right? I don't know if you know these people, David Miller, Anthony Collins, any of those people sound familiar? Because it's one that I found that's under Sam Baylor, but it has no photo on it. And it says from Lola. Or Leola. And
I don't
has
think,
a picture
no,
like
that,
of a road or something. So maybe that one isn't yours then. And
it's
you're
not. It would be.
You didn't go to the Mennonite, Lancaster Mennonite school either, right? Okay. Yeah.
It's going to be under Sam F. Filer. Sam F. for Fisher.
Okay.
Sam F. Filer. Beiler.
Okay.
Or Samuel F. Filer. I'm not sure how I have it set up.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep digging. Maybe my team might be able to find it because I didn't find it under the Sam F. But I did see a bunch of them. I'll look under Samuel.
Yeah,
either
what
way,
I can
they
do
might
here,
be able to find it too.
Let me get my notepad here and write down your direct number.
877.
877.
Uh-huh. 635.
6225.
And then the extension, 623 is the extension. So even if you use your coworker's phone or whatever, and you can call me and then I'll tell them how to send it to me. It's pretty simple.
Gotcha. So what I will do is I'm going to I'll hang up with you, and then I'll get on the phone with my software guy. I'll have him unlock my local Splash, and
yes.
I'm going to have him, he can go on TeamViewer, where we can be on the same screen. We'll go on to Facebook, and we'll find my page.
Yeah, find it, and then if you can just copy the link, and you can email it to me. You have access to your emails, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Even if you reply to the one of the emails that I sent you, just reply to it, and I should get it. Just
gotcha.
Paste the link in there. Real simple. Okay?
Okay? Okay.
He might be able to do it for you. He'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You just got to tell him, I need the link to my Facebook page.
So that needs to be, so why does that, or how does that tie into...
So that's going to tie into, because what we're going to do is we're going to actually build you a business Facebook page. Nobody is going to see your personal page. All Facebook pages for the business are created that way, so we can run the Facebook ads. What's going to happen, Sam, is that you're going to have access to that business page by us doing it that way. So, again, no one's going to see your personal page. They're only going to see the business Facebook.
So will I need Facebook?
Your company.
Will I need Facebook unlocked on my computer, or can I access that through my local Splash?
You should be. You'll have to have it unlocked in order for you to, like, let's say, I'll give you an example, because we're going to give you ownership to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
you can do, okay, since you don't want to be like really on Facebook, like you yourself personally. But the business you do, right? So you know how you go on Facebook and you're like going on Marketplace? You already have access to Facebook, right? It's already unlocked. Basically, all we're doing is we're going to build you the business Facebook page. So it's almost as if we're creating it through your personal one. The only thing is that nobody is going to see your actual personal page, right? So it's like you have a personal page, and now you got a business Facebook page. So they're all created that way. Like, you can't build a business Facebook without having a personal page. Nobody can.
I gotcha.
So that's why we create it in that way, because at the end of the day, like, let's say one day you decide you no longer need to utilize their services. You're still going to have your business Facebook page because you're the owner of it.
Gotcha.
Make sense?
Makes sense. Okay.
All right. Okay.
I'll call you back in the next half hour or so.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll go grab some lunch real quick, and then I'm going to be at my desk anyways, because I'm always at my desk, because I'm catching up on emails and stuff. If I miss your call, I will call you right back, but I'll be here.
Okay. And in order to access that, that means I will need to have Facebook unlocked on here as well all the time. Is that right?
I would suggest it only because I'm going to tell you, Sam, let's say you completed a project. You should upload that project, like the pictures of it, on your Facebook business page, so that way people continue to see the work that you do, right?
Well, what I could also do is,
work.
Yes, even if I don't have it unlocked on here, I could have that page and only access it through my coworker's smartphone or something.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay.
As long as you know your username and password, you're good. Okay?
Gotcha. All right. I'll call you back.
I'm excited for you. No worries. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.